Mr. Obama held place in office has been invited to the White House in September. Maybe we should take another look at reality. Certainly we should be praying for our country and all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, and can we hear from you concerning support of this ministry. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Carol Matriciana. And we're going to be talking about Volume 2 of Wide is the Gate. Now, you remember, of course, in the Bible, why there's a description of wide is the gate, and most people are going to follow that, but narrow is the gate that's going to lead to eternal salvation, and most people are not going to follow that way. Well, Carol, of course, produces DVDs, motion pictures, wonderful, wonderful Christian testimonies, and this is the second in a series of Wide is the Gate. Things have happened to Christianity. The music and the message of our church has changed. Certainly the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church, we actually will notice when we go to church, people no longer so formally dressed as they used to be. Often the minister is not wearing a coat and tie. He is more casual. The testimony, the service is much more casual than it used to be. But so many things seem to have changed, and yet have eternal truths changed? Or is there an obvious, organized, orchestrated effort to change both the music and the message of the Christian Church? And with that as a background, Carol Matriciana, please pick up the story. Well, we seem to have lost Carol Matriciana. I'm going to ask our producer to try to get Carol back on the line. Don't know what happened to Carol. I hope we did hang up on her, but I hope our producer will call her back again and see what happened. Under any circumstances, Carol is one of our good friends. She's done a great deal of fascinating work. And Carol actually, of course, was born in India. She actually lived there until she was 21. She, of course, experimented with all sorts of alternative lifestyles and eventually came to know the Lord. And she has certainly been an inspiration to everyone who has known her. And, of course, her message is always very clear and very, very straightforward. And we hope that you'll enjoy our conversation with Carol, which hopefully we'll have in just a moment here. But we want to point out that there are those who are intentionally trying to undermine Christianity in America and throughout the world. Why? Because, well, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And certainly you cannot have a free society unless you have moral people. It was John Adams who had said so clearly that our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It wouldn't work for any other. And that is why there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity, to take Christianity out of our schools, out of our military, to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. This didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. And at any time that Congress wanted to change it, all they would need would be simply a majority of the congressmen, a majority of the senators, and a president who would sign the legislation with the stipulation that we would no longer have this barrier against God in our schools, and it would be up to the schools to decide. But no longer would the federal government be able to come in and take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. The stipulation, the Supreme Court couldn't change that, and that would solve the problem, but nobody's ever done it. I wonder why. Carol, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure being with you.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, and we're going to be talking, Sydney, about the attack on Christianity today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Carol is mentioning that there are many Christian leaders who don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. In fact, they think that we should try to get away from the Bible. We should just have Christianity, but we would not have the Bible as the basis for our Christian faith. And what people don't understand is, in my estimation, they have infiltrated our seminaries, they've infiltrated our churches. These people are subversives, and they are sent there specifically to destroy Christianity. But you can't destroy Christianity from without, but you can destroy it from within. And you can destroy it, certainly, in our seminaries. You can destroy it in our religious meetings. And there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort all across America by some of our so-called greatest Christian ministries and greatest Christian churches to undermine Christianity. And that isn't to say we don't have some wonderful ministers and some wonderful churches. But of course, there's also many very, very large mega churches where the Bible is not the foundation of Christianity. But this whole idea of feel good about yourself. And anyway, you go right ahead, Carol.
Oh, yes. I mean, people will say, well, why is this? I mean, for goodness sake, you know, churches are absolutely filled at the moment, bulging with hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, look at Rick Warren's Saddleback Church that has 28,000 people that go to it. Joel Osteen's church, I think that's about 60,000. I don't know how many thousands are there, but you know, these huge mega churches, as you say, Bill Hybels' Willow Creek Church. So people will say, well, then, you know, what's happening? On the one hand, we're saying that churches aren't, you know, diminishing. Well, it's not that they're diminishing, Dr. Stan. They're actually growing absolutely huge with this new seeker-friendly, emergent, all-absorbing churchianity, but they don't have a biblical foundation in the inspiration of the Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is not being taught. In fact, Newsweek magazine said that spirituality in America is growing. Americans are looking for personal ecstatic experiences of God. So if we look at what Newsweek is saying, then it looks as though faith is growing. And yes, spirituality is growing, there's no doubt about it, but not based on the Word of God. And the question is why? Well, because the Bible prophesied that there would be a one-world global religion that would usher in a one-world leader. And this leader cannot come in as long as there are Christians that, you know, as long as there are churches that found their foundation, if you will, their basis on the Word of God. So we have this new type of Christianity which is embracing Eastern mysticism, transcendental awareness, enlightenment, it's awakening consciousness, it's all about feeling inner peace and producing stillness and centering into silence, to hear an experience. And the way that this is being brought into the churches is a huge movement of contemplative Christianity, which has borrowed from Eastern mysticism, from transcendental meditation, from contemplation, that you can go within and experience and feel the presence of God. I mean, it was in response to this that basically we produced our volume one of Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, and 2 or 3 weeks ago came out with volume two, Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, to show that all these various different denominations are turning to a type of goal, if you will, to bring in peace and unity, that we don't all argue over doctrine, which they say is divisive, but rather that we embrace a much bigger unity, that we all worship the same God, that all faith leads to the same ultimate God. Well, that isn't what the Bible says. Jesus said that narrow is the gate, and he called himself narrow, and he called himself the way, and he called himself the truth, but which contradicts the new ecumenical religion that's being introduced.
I agree with you, and I share your concern. And the difficulty is that the average individual really doesn't understand what is going on today. They're looking for some sort of an inner feeling. Basically, they're searching for a religious experience. And that is not what Christianity is. It's not a religious experience. It is a relationship. Go right ahead.
Well, yes, you're absolutely right. I think this is the basic difference between feeling and faith. That, when you feel this experience, I mean, a Mormon will tell you that they experience this burning in the bosom, and therefore they truly, truly believe that this burning comes from the Mormon Jesus, but you look at the Mormon Jesus in comparison to the Jesus of the Bible and find that the Mormon Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer, of Satan, of the snake. So, you know, how do we work out what is truth and what isn't? Well, the Bible tells us that we have to test all spirits against doctrines, against sound doctrines, against biblical doctrines that the apostles, were taught by Jesus Christ, who based all teachings on the prophets of old in the Old Testament. So here we have a sound type of testing, if you will, a measuring. But if you can discredit the Bible and take away this measuring rod, then you have got a new ecumenical Christianity that we mention in Volume 2 of Wide is the Gate, that is all these different denominations that we touch on, we give the history of, and show that basically they're all working towards a compromise. And it's not only, you know, Christianity that is being compromised. There's an organization in America that want to take back, for instance, yoga. It's the Hindus in America want to take back yoga because they recognize that the roots of yoga are Hindu philosophy, and yet hundreds and thousands of Americans in America are practicing these yoga exercises which are rooted in Hindu philosophy and calling it Christian yoga. And so we've got this, you know, the Hindu American Foundation, which has launched this attack, or launched this campaign, I should say, to take back yoga. Not that they want to convert Westerners, Dr. Stan, to Hinduism, or urge them to cease practicing yoga altogether. What they're trying to do is to remind people that yoga is rooted in Hindu philosophy, and yet you very seldom see the word Hindu or Hinduism mentioned in all these yoga magazines. And they've noticed that their sacred texts, I mean, this is the American Hindu organization saying this, that their sacred texts, their philosophical ideas and deities are constantly, consistently being referred to as yogic or yoga or tantra or India, you know, Indian. And they want to bring yoga back to the name of their gods, and they do not want it sabotaged by Christians. If you can imagine, there's this new crop of Christian yoga, which is very uncomfortable with Eastern mystical roots and its association with Hinduism. So here we have it on both sides, Dr. Stan. It's not only Bible-believing Christians that are taking issue with their religion being stretched into this new global spirituality, but you also have Orthodox Hindus that are very upset that their traditional Sanskrit yoga and Hindu deities are being corrupted for this global one world religion, because they say, they clearly see that yoga teaches pluralism, the idea that there are multiple paths to God. And when a Christian says that there's Christian yoga, they do not see that, you know, when, if Christians claim a very exclusive religion, that there's only one God and one way, and that only God, you can only be saved through God, which is basically what Christianity teaches. And yet when they absorb this sort of pluralism of yoga, the Hindus really take issue that there's a contradiction between the Christianity and yoga, which is absolutely true. So, you know, it's just so interesting seeing all the mystical aspects of Islam, which is Sufism, and the mystical aspects of Eastern mysticism, this contemplative, transcendental thinking that's coming into Christianity in order to condition the whole world for a new global religion.
And I think basically the two religions is Christianity and all of the others. And basically, of course, what the people who are running the world want is one religion. And you can believe in Christianity, but you can just believe in Hinduism or Buddhism or any of the Mohammedan faith are all equal. All religions are good, and all religions are not good. All religions will not lead you into an eternal relationship with our Lord. And you either accept Christianity or you reject Christianity, and you can embrace one of the others, but if you do, of course, you doom yourself to eternal damnation. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, Christianity is under attack today from within, through our media, through our schools, through our universities, through our philosophies. And when you go to college, the purpose of college is not, of course, to teach you. It is to destroy your faith in God. I know that's what they did when I went to college. And I came out certainly an agnostic. And this is what happens to so many of our young people. We must understand certainly what's transpiring if we hope to survive in today's world.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, and there is such an emphasis today on experiencing God. We're looking for that supernatural experience, looking for the supernatural power, looking for this elation that comes when you suddenly experience, oh God. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not what Christianity is all about. Christianity is logical, it's based upon the scriptures, and you find that you develop a personal relationship with our Lord, but you don't have to have a supernatural experience, certainly. There is a supernatural element out there, and you can tap into that, but if you do that, you do it at the risk of your eternal soul. Believe me, of course, the devil wants to bring you into his kingdom, and he's going to give you all sorts of experiences convincing that what you're experiencing is correct. And unfortunately, this whole idea for the Christian experience that permeated the church, and many of our churches are totally dependent upon experiential Christianity rather than simply a Christianity based upon the Word of God. Go right ahead, Carol.
Well, you know, I know this sort of sounds so far-fetched because we've got such a short time to sort of bring in a huge concept. But this cosmic consciousness, the idea that all is divinity, is something that when I was a New Ager, when I was involved in the New Age, when I was into Eastern mysticism, when I practiced yoga, was a vegetarian, would connect with a real powerful feeling when I was going into these altered states of consciousness, if you will, truly experiencing this absolutely utopia feeling that I was connected to everything. And this is the idea of mysticism, that everything is divine, that everything out there is interconnected, that the trees and the animals and human beings and water and air and breath, everything is divine. So this cosmic consciousness pushes one into this idea that all is divinity. And then there's this contemplative transcendence, if you will, that you absolutely know this divinity within yourself. And this is the end product of yoga, meditation, contemplative prayer, that there are all these various different change agents, techniques, if you will, that shift the consciousness away from biblical truth to the doctrines of demons. And one of the ways that is working at the moment, Dr. Stan, which we're going to be putting into our volume 3 of Why Disengage, which we're in production of right now, this huge movement at the moment is called the New Apostolic Reformation. And this is calling young people who love the Lord, Dr. Stan. These are our young Christians that have been raised for the last generation, the last decade, let's say the last two decades perhaps, who have been raised in these emergent churches, seeker-friendly churches, where they've been told that the Bible really isn't necessary, that feelings are much more important, the Word of God isn't necessarily the be-all and end-all, if you will, that you have to have some type of an experience, supernatural experience. So because they're not grounded in, because they haven't been discipled with strong discipleship, which is the only thing that Jesus said, basically he gave us a command that we were to make disciples of all nations, to teach people, to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them all that Jesus taught. Well, if we don't have this sound teaching, then what happens is a generation of young people become disenchanted with feelings, or they become addicted to more and more euphoria, more feelings. So today in our churches, we have these enormous rock concerts, rock bands. Rock music is an amazing vehicle to get young people into mysticism. I remember in a magazine in England, it's a Christian magazine, it's a musical gospel outreach magazine called Buzz, and in an article in the 60s, Buzz magazine said that heavy rock is body music designed to bypass your brain and with an unrelenting brutality induce a frenzied state amongst the audience. Now that was about Christian rock, Dr. Stan. That was in the mid-60s that Christian rock started coming into our churches. And, you know, here we rush forward another 2 decades into an article that was in an English newspaper called The Guardian in the late 1990s, actually in 1995.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Stan and Carol is simply talking about the influence of music on the individual. Now, people don't understand, or they don't understand why we don't have organ music in so many of our churches today. They've done away with the organ. They brought in the percussion instruments, the guitars, but the quality and the beat of the music has changed. And you must understand that this has been known for years, for centuries, for millennia, that you could actually alter the state of consciousness with music. It was Aristotle who said, 200, 300 years ago, let me control the music and I can control the society. They know the effect of music. They know the effect of the beat. And that's why they've taken, so out of so many of our churches, the organs or replaced them with the percussion instruments. And people don't understand how this is influencing and controlling their minds and their emotions. Christianity is under attack, ladies and gentlemen, not from without, but from within. Our guest is Carol Matriciana. Her DVD is Wide as the Gate. Now, this volume two is almost 4 hours. It's 3.5 hours. It is excellent. We carry it. We think it's important. It has all sorts of interviews, all sorts of material that you need to know to protect yourself and your family from the attack on Christianity that exists today. Carol, let's go ahead and get your website out, information on your ministry, so people can get in touch with you. Again, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or a comment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. And remember, the goals of the enemies of freedom are a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world religion, and destroying Christianity. And then, of course, introducing a one world ruler, and that will, of course, be the Antichrist. Most people don't understand that. Most of the people who are involved in this movement don't see how this fits in to the biblical story, and yet it does. We're involved in a political and cultural and ideological battle. It's really a spiritual battle, but it's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And right now, of course, we have Barbara calling in from Santa Cruz. Barbara, do you have a question or comment for our listener, for our guest?
Actually, a couple of comments for Carol to support what she is saying. And one of her comments brought back memories of when I was a teenager, and I was listening to a recording of Elvis Presley. And at that time, everybody was just going crazy over his music. And I was listening to it, and I went, what's the big deal? And my mom and dad were out of the house at the time, and so I thought, well, maybe I'll just turn the music up and see what happens. And so I went over, and I turned the music up very loud. And suddenly, it just kind of penetrated me. And I just felt this whole different feeling about the music, and it was a really amazing. And maybe this is why some of the concerts now are so loud or whatever, or whether it really makes a difference with people. I'm not too sure.
You have, Barbara, that's a very insightful comment. And one of the things we were saying is that while music, We know the power in the secular world, but here it's now come into the churches, and an entire generation of young people are being taken into a mystical new type of Christianity through the vehicle of music. I personally remember myself being very enamored with the Beatles in the mid-60s, and George Harrison, who is my favorite Beatle, it was an English group that became very popular in the States, George Harrison said that through the music, you reach the spiritual music is very involved with the spiritual. And of course, here he totally understood that music was very spiritual and that one could be involved with the spirituality, because he himself actually became a Hare Krishna, that is a devotee or a disciple of a guru, a god man from India. And he was actually the first one to put together a song called Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hallelujah. Now, Hare Krishna is the name, Krishna is the name of a Hindu god. Hallelujah is a biblical concept of praise to the Lord. So in his song of My Sweet Lord, George Harrison introduced the idea of being able to sing to a Hindu god and also to sing hallelujah to the Lord. And I remember at the time, many, many Christian people thought that this was a Christian song, singing, you know, I really want to be with you. I really want to know you, Lord. I really want to go with you. But then the lyrics changed to Hari Rama and the names of all these Hindu gods in there, to Brahma, to Vishnu, to Devo, to Maheshwara. It was absolutely incredible the way that this simple song with incredible lyrics turned a generation to the power of worship, in a sense. And this is just one of the ways that there are many, many aids to thoughtlessness or altered states of consciousness, but music is definitely one of them. There's also chanting the same word over and over again, which in yoga or Eastern meditation is called mantra. You take a word and you just chant it again and again, and now that is being practiced in Christian churches, where they take the name Jesus or take a Bible verse and chant and chant and chant that, repeat it, so that there's a sort of repetitive, hypnotic internal state. Another aid is visualization, that you close your eyes and you visualize what you want. We're being told that that is a legitimate Christian practice, that you can visualize Jesus. Well, you're not allowed to visualize Jesus. The Bible tells us that we're not to form any type of image, to cut images of wood or to cut them of stone, let alone fabricate an image in our mind, a mental image. This is just as blasphemous, just as mantra repetition. Jesus said that we mustn't repeat prayers like the Gentiles do. So these are pagan concepts, this guided imagery, manipulating thoughtlessness. You know, in Roman Catholicism, which I grew up in, we had prayer beads, which we repeated the prayers on our rosaries. Even within Roman Catholicism, I had contact with spirit guides, in the sense of, you know, Mary died like all human beings, the Virgin Mary, and yet we were taught to pray to this dead person. And in a sense, you know, in the Bible, we're not allowed to pray to the dead. So all these rituals, that if we don't have the Bible to guide us, we think we're involved in Christianity, but it's really not biblical. So we have to keep on coming back to, what does the Bible say? But the enemy of God, one of the first stories in the Bible after the creation, the story of creation, is the story of the serpent coming to the Garden of Eden and asking Eve, saying, did God really say? In other words, is the Bible really authoritative, Eve? And rather than her saying, yes, it is authoritative, she got involved in a dialogue and a conversation with the serpent that was able to manipulate her thinking to get her to believe that it was all right to rebel against God. And that's sadly the state of the church today, that we listen to these spiritual voices, these supernatural voices. We call them Jesus, or we call them God, or we call them good spirits or spirit guides, but we don't test them. And if they speak against the Bible or against biblical Christianity, we have no way of testing it unless we really know the Word of God, and a lot of churches do not know the Word of God.
Anything else, Barbara?
Yes, one other thing, Carol, that we were going to a church, and it was one of the, they talk about this, you know, the 7-Eleven music, and it was one of the, you repeat the same thing over and over and over, and I was doing, you know, the same thing that everybody else was, and singing, and suddenly I could feel that my mind was, it's hard to explain, but...
Well, it went blank, probably, Barbara, because you were involved in a self-hypnotic state.
It didn't go, I don't know if it went blank, Carol, but it went somewhere else. Yes. You know, it wasn't in my head. I mean, it's very hard to explain. But I suddenly realized that something wrong was happening. And I immediately stopped singing. And
wow. Well, that was very good of you, because usually most people don't stop when they're involved in that euphoric feeling. They really visualize themselves as being in the presence of God or having an experience with the presence of God, visualizing something. And I didn't mean for your mind to go blank, but it kind of generates a euphoria that is so pleasant that the experience takes over, and one moves out of worship of God into feeling a feeling.
Well, I understand, too, that this whole concept of doing this kind of music in churches is the fact that so many people will fall into this kind of a trap, if you will.
Almost like a trance-like state, right?
Yes.
They can't really think effectively.
And then they are, then whoever the pastor is who comes up on the stage and, you know, on the, you know, and he, whatever he says, people will believe more than they do. And if he's not telling them the truth about the Lord, then they're going to believe this.
And unfortunately, is what's happening across America. And they've just changed the music. They've taken the organs out. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a neat guitar. There's nothing wrong with it, but it has no place in the church. And the percussion instruments, nothing wrong with the drums, but they have no place in the church.
Well, I think they have such a power of manipulation,
right,
as Barbara mentioned. They have such a manipulative power that then the pastor is able to come up, and while the people are in an altered state of consciousness or in a different trance state, they can receive a wrong message, a wrong teaching, which is happening in the New Apostolic Reformation at the moment, where thousands are receiving wrong messages from these apostles and prophets who say that the experience is greater than anything in the Word of God.
Barbara, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a full board here.
Okay.
Thank you very much
for
your call.
God bless you, Carol.
Thank you, Barbara.
And let's go to Mark, who's calling us from Ohio. Hi, Mark. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. Hi, Carol. Hi, Dr. Stan. I used to be involved in a cult where the leader was basically plagiarizing New Age writings, and she was also into channeling and automatic handwriting. And when I listen to some of these pseudo-Christian leaders speak, on whether it's on film or whatever, like Rob Bell, and when I read books like The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, I get that same, I don't want to call it vibe, but for lack of a better word, I get a vibe that these people are actually channeling and or using automatic handwriting. If you talk to other people that have come out of the New Age movement or who are familiar with those concepts who have said the same thing.
And of course, you would understand what it's about, but the average Christian doesn't. They haven't experienced that. And you go to a church, you anticipate it's a place of worship of God. They don't understand they're worshiping the wrong God.
I think Mark's absolutely right, because you see, it's channeling by familiar spirits. The Bible calls it doctrines of demons. And
yeah.
People like Rob Bell and Rick Warren, or Eugene Peterson with his message paraphrase of this paraphrase called The Message, or Paul Young with The Shack, they are channeling. Just as J.K. Rowling channels Harry Potter stories, they're coming from familiars or demons out there that are spreading doctrines of demons that don't, when you test them against Scripture, they do not match the Word of God. And you're absolutely right, Mark.
One thing, too, will you be researching the National Council of Prophetic Elders, which is affiliated with the NAR?
Yes, that's going to be in Volume 3, Mark. Thank you for bringing that up. Yes, in fact, we do have somebody that we were speaking to last month, actually, who was part of that organization, who is now coming out very disenchanted, and so we've got some inside information on that, which is very exciting.
Well, I think, Mark, you'll really enjoy this. Why does the gate to it? I mean, it's almost 4 hours.
I've seen it twice. Yeah, it's great. I've seen it twice. I'm waiting for part three. Just one thing real quick. I wanted to say that the leader of the cult I was in is part of the National Council of Prophetic Elders, Gwen Shaw of the End Time Handmaidens and Servants. Just FYI on that.
Well, tragically, Edible. Mark, as you know, they've infiltrated Christendom. They're doing a great job. And most Christians really don't know because they love their church and they love the people in it. They love the minister. And he may be being manipulated or he may not understand. But unfortunately, people want to succeed, and this is a success. It's having a great influence. You get mega churches and lots of money, and you do lots of good things, and you can send money to ministries throughout the world. And there's nothing wrong with helping people in other countries and Christians in other countries, but sometimes this begins to replace your whole, doing good is more important than having a relationship with our Lord. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Mark. Yep. Got to let you go. Let's call Jeff, who's calling us from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do have a comment. I just wanted to point out that first, let me just read an excerpt from a song. It's a rock. It's a Christian rock song. And, the lyrics kind of speak for themselves. This is the final verse of this song, and it says, I know that there will come a day when the Lord will call his own away to a place that he has made for all of us. But until the day of his return, there's a lesson that we've got to learn. We are brothers and we're sisters. We are one. So I guess the thing I want to point out is the medium that's being used to bring the word of God, I think the lyrics are what are important, because if you have a completely unbiblical message, that should not be used in a church. But if the message of the song is completely biblical, I believe that whatever medium, whether it be rap, rock, maybe not death metal, but well-done music can be used.
All right, fine. Hold
God.
That thought. Hold that thought for just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Quite fine. And of course, you can always get to Carol's website by just going to carol.com, caroltv.com. That's caroltv.com. I simply look her name up on the your search engine, Carol Matriciana Television Productions. I think that there is a very real problem out there. I think Christianity is under attack from within. And certainly, I believe that the music, has an impact on your soul. And basically, they can even have good lyrics, but that music does have an impact on you. Certainly, if you'd like to get Carol's production, it's called Wide is the Gate. Wide is the Gate, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Remember, it's almost 4 hours each. She should have made it do 4 one-hour productions. She didn't, so that it affects the price of it. But this took many years to produce. It is excellent, very, very well done. Wide is the Gate, Volume 2. Now, we hear a lot of Carol's other productions. If you'd like to know about them, call our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my talks. They're called basically The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret. We have a fairly new DVD. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Talking about what's happening geopolitically in our society today. If you'd like to know how they're really killing millions of people every day today or preventing their births, my talk is The Population Control, The Covert Agenda. Population Control, The Covert Agenda. If you'd like to know how they're poisoning our food, certainly you'll want to get the DVD on aspartame. Aspartame was developed as a biological warfare agent. It's now in about 6,000 of our food products. They know what it does. It produces pathological obesity and interferes for fertility. Certainly it produces mental aberrations. It actually produces cancer. It disrupts our endocrine system. It interferes with sexual function. They know it's a poison. That's why they put it in so many products, and specifically products for little children. And it's in so many of our children's products. Understand, that's the DVD Aspartame by Betty Martini. Then if you want to know how they're poisoning our air and our water and our fishes and our whales, why you want to get a DVD on geoengineering. You want to know what they're doing to vaccines, you need to get my talk on the Spectre Haunting America. Spectre Haunting America. And then if you want to understand how they're poisoning our water with fluoride, The Hidden Agenda, and there's an excellent syllabus that comes with that, The Hidden Agenda. To see how it all fits together, The Forbidden Secret, a talk, and there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. There have been secret societies around since the inception of mankind. Now, of course, there's every effort will be made to convince you that that isn't true. Anybody who talks about secret societies that believe in a conspiracy, oh, they're just terrible people. Ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled. They control your reality. There are secret societies. They permeate every aspect of our life today. And they largely control what the American people think. That's why you need to get my talk on Forbidden Secrets and the syllabus that goes with it. But if you're only going to get one thing, get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, I do need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is having a difficult time right now. I think most ministries are. But if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or to purchase some of the items we have, or to donate to Radio Liberty, or maybe you have something you'd like to advertise with us. We'd love to carry your advertisement. And most of the people who advertise do very, very well, and they're very happy. So please, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Eric Kallstrom. And basically, I was reading on the internet that there was this doctor, basically a university teacher who basically had been talking about this green goddess, about how the occult religions, their influence, how they're using the environmental movement to push a political agenda and a spiritual agenda as well. And I was so intrigued by what I read about him that I tracked him down and asked him to come on to our program. I haven't had a chance to talk to him in great detail, but I was really intrigued by what he was talking about, because it seems to overlap so much of what we've been trying to get people to understand. Dr. Kallstrom, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, and good evening, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you just give us a little of your background, who you are, or what your background is, and how you became so well acquainted with these forces, which are working, certainly within the scientific community, to push a religious concept, which is basically this whole idea of the divinity of Earth. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I got my PhD in physical geography in 1981 from the University of Calgary, Alberta, and my subject was investigation of the glacial history of Glacier Waterton Park area on the border between Montana and Alberta. And I was looking at soils and landforms as a way to reconstruct climates of the past. And then I got a job teaching physical geography at the university, in Flagstaff, Northern Arizona University. Then I came to Cal State University Stanislaus in Turlock in 1990. I had already done a fair amount of research and published in quite a few journals, and was pretty conversant with the literature in terms of climate change, climate cycles, etc. So I came to this small department in Turlock, California, at the geography department. There were only four of us, and one of the courses that I was asked to teach was a course called Human Ecology, which was, as it turns out, kind of introduced all over the land about the same time in anthropology and geography departments. Almost by kind of executive fiat from above,
now you will teach this, you know. And, I thought that was great because I was an environmentalist, or at least so I thought at the time. I loved to hike and climb and ski, and I was quite an outdoorsman, and I studied nature and the environment. So I thought that was great. And you might be interested in this story. One of the kind of research media tools that was available to me in 1990 was a brand new set of videos, very poshly produced by a number of corporations, called Race to Save the Planet. And this was a 10-part video series about all the terrible environmental problems that are besetting humankind. And it was introduced by a character by the name of Marie Strong.
Good old Marie Strong. Okay.
There he was. And, of course, I had no knowledge of Marie Strong in 1990. But over the next 10 years, I almost regret it now, but I used this sequence of 10 videos as kind of a real strong aid to my teaching. I would show the videos and get the global perspective, and then I'd lecture, and then we'd discuss. And I remember about the year 2000, one of my students in the back kind of got up a little bit in a huff at the end of the semester and said, under his breath, junk science, you know.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan in Sydney, in fact, Eric Kullstrom had taught Sydney for a number of years, the environmental movement from a very much a pro-environmental point of view, and showing films that were narrated by Marie Strong, and really, of course, had no idea at all that much of what he was actually putting out wasn't true. But I certainly don't fault anybody like that, because I was a victim of a liberal education as well. But then eventually Dr. Kallstrom began to question. He read a book called The Greening by a friend of ours, Larry Abraham, and Franklin, I've forgotten his last name. But anyway, they had written this book on the greening, showing how the environmental movement is being used to justify ever more control over every aspect of our life. And all these scientific facts, which we're told are verified by science, if you really read the science, you find it isn't true. So then what happened? Of course, when you begin questioning the orthodoxy that is so widely accepted within academia, what happened, Dr. Kallstrom?
Well, see, by the time I did my switchover, I was already tenured. So I had a certain amount of protection and immunity based on the system. In fact, I also taught climatology. And I began using books that, and a whole slew of good books has come out in the last few years. I used the book Climatism by Gorham in my human ecology class. That's Climatism, Science, Common Sense, and the 21st Century's Hottest Topic. An excellent book. In my climatology class, I used a book by Ian Plimer, from Australia, an earth scientist from Australia, which is, I'm actually looking at my shelf here. I can't remember all these titles, but it's called Heaven and Earth, Global Warming, The Missing Science. It's quite an encyclopedic book. He makes the point that the modern theory of, or hypothesis of man-caused global warming flies in the face of everything we know about the earth and the sun and the climate system. And I'm afraid he's right. An old Earth scientist would know how much the Earth's environment has changed over the millennia and indeed the eons, and would know that what we've seen over the last 150 years of instrumental records is a very, very tiny amount of climate change. And if you look at the average temperatures of the Earth, it's hardly changed at all. And if we look a little deeper into the Climate Gate and Aussie Gate and Kiwi Gate and NASA Gate scandals, we see that these nationally funded organizations have actually falsified the record, lowering the temperatures in the earlier 20th century and raising them in the later 20th century by all kinds of statistical sleights of hand. So the story gets very interesting because it leads you to the corruption of a relatively small science. Climatology is a relatively small and new science. It has been corrupted and taken over by a lot of people who call themselves scientists, who perhaps should more reasonably call themselves computer specialists or computer scientists, but have very, very little understanding of how the climate system works.
But, of course, there really is an agenda. If they can convince us that global warming is real, it's going to destroy the climate, then, of course, we've got to stop these fossil fuel emissions, which they claim are responsible for the dramatic changes. By doing that, we're going to have to begin limiting the use of electricity. And so the whole idea, in my estimation, is to really deindustrialize Western civilization. They want to tear down our dams. They've already torn down hundreds of them. They want, of course, to do away with nuclear energy. That's why they won't let us recycle the rods, and they won't let us expended rods. They won't let them bury them underground. They want accidents so they can justify doing away with nuclear energy. And we don't have nuclear energy, and we don't have fossil fuel energy, and we don't have hydroelectric energy. That gives us geothermal, and they have done everything they could to squelch that as well. And so basically, we're just not going to be able to have ready access to electricity, and that means the end of industrial civilization as we know it, largely. But you go right ahead.
No, you're absolutely right, Stan. You know, one of the videos that I started showing my human ecology class is a video by an engineer from Canada by the name of Lightfoot. It's called Nobody's Fuel, Why Energy is More Important Than Climate Change. Well, Mr. Lightfoot, the engineer, just assumed that the IPCC of the United Nations knew what they were talking about when they were talking about climate change, which they don't, because, as you say, this is all politically driven and not based on the science. But he said, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that, you know, this climate change has occurred and is occurring. But then he goes on to say that as a world, 85% of our energy comes from fossil fuels. And as a nation, 85% of our energy comes from fossil fuels. And if we were to reduce our fossil fuel energy use by 50 or 60% or even more, which is called for in the Kyoto Protocol's Phase 2, and in fact in the Global Warming Solutions Act of Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2007 in California, if we were to reduce by law, by fiat, by decree, our use of fossil fuels by, say, 50%, our wealth would go down commensurately, because there is a direct correlation between energy use and wealth, which includes access to transportation, includes access to food, it includes length of your life, it includes everything. So energy is extremely important in terms of how we live, how long we live, how well we live. And of course, you know, a lot of good, well-meaning, you know, young backpackers out there, like I used to be, you know, would love to see all the fossil fuels, the nasty fossil fuels replaced with wind and solar. Well, Mr. Lightfoot makes the point that wind and solar are the perpetual 10 or 20% solution at most, because the wind doesn't blow all the time and the sun doesn't shine all the time. So these are niche technologies and can never be anything more than niche technologies. So what we have is a vast amount of ignorance which is being put forth by the media and I'm afraid the universities, which then is making this change possible. It really is a matter of how, you know, how skeptical and smart we the citizens can be. Unfortunately, I think about 50% at least of Americans don't put global warming near the top of the problem. They put it near the bottom.
And I really do think that is very, very encouraging, that certainly a lot of our people are not believing all of the propaganda. Now, I do believe that probably 20 years ago, most people believed, you know, if everybody was saying it, it had to be true, and it was being taught in our universities, touted by our media and by our television and radio. But what encourages me, and I've been at this for 50 years, is I think a lot of people, they may not understand everything, but they know there is something seriously wrong with what they're being told. And people are talking to people are talking to people, and certainly they are rejecting what they're being told many times by the experts, so-called experts, and how really experts, the real experts, will tell you that the global warming is a fraud. But the you know, the Al Gores of this world, you know, certainly who's made a great deal of money on pushing this global warming concept, but they're not believing them. To me, that is very, very encouraging.
It is encouraging, and my students in my climatology class, I watched this kind of this slight change occur, you know, so that more and more of them started to go, aha, of course, yes, we see that this is nonsense. And I should probably mention to your listeners that I have a website, which is www.naturalclimatechange.us. That's www.naturalclimatechange.us, on which I've posted many, many articles that I've written and PowerPoints I've put together on these topics. And I put many that my students have also written on the Little Ice Age and the medieval warming period and a number of other related topics. The students really got into this, of course, and I would just suggest to listeners, if they want to do a little digging, on that website you can go to the very first in the upper bar on the left, which is an 80-page paper I wrote a couple years ago called Disproofs of the Hypothesis of Man-Caused Global Warming. It is a hypothesis. It's a very, very poor hypothesis that has long just been disproven by the scientific facts, and I put those together. It could actually be expanded into a book, but there's a lot of books that have been written that are quite good. Professor Robert M. Carter out of Australia wrote a book called Climate, the Counter Consensus. He's another paleoclimatologist like myself, and he just nails it in a book in 2010. And then there's another one by Dr. Tim Ball and various others called Slaying the Sky Dragon, The Death of the Greenhouse Gas Theory. There's a whole series of good books that have come out that are available on Amazon.com and other places. And I would also direct people's attention on my website to a PowerPoint that I put together for a panel discussion I was on just last spring, the spring before last, at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco, on the topic of man-made climate changes in the sky. And that gets into geoengineering. See, that's another aspect of this. There is the carbon tax. That's plan A, and plan B is geoengineering. So we need to talk a little bit about that.
Well, we'll get to geoengineering in just a moment. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and I think it's so vitally important that we understand this whole cap and trade idea. They want to actually deindustrialize America, and they're using the threat of global warming to do it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Dr. Eric Karlstrom, and he's talking about the various government reports and going into the background of geoengineering, which has been around for a long time. And he's talking about contrails and chemtrails. Now, are we seeing in the sky contrails? Are we seeing in the sky chemtrails? Are they actively spraying, or is this the byproduct, certainly, of the exhaust from the jet engines? What are your thoughts on that?
It's certainly not the traditional byproduct of jet engines as they were originally. After World War II, we started to see these jets producing contrails, mostly water vapor, which would dissipate generally within 4 or 5 seconds. These things are comprised of all kinds of chemicals, many metallic oxides, aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium, etc. And of course, all this stuff falls to the ground or into the water, and there have been lots and lots of independent tests in various places in the country that have found elevated levels of these materials. But what this stuff does is it essentially reflects back solar radiation, reduces the amount that comes into the, to us and to the plants and to the agricultural crops and to the animals. And there's a woman by the name of Rosalind Peterson in California up in Mendocino who has a website called agriculturaldefensecoalition.org, also californiaskywatch.com. And she has put together an enormous amount of material on this topic of geoengineering. So if somebody's interested in finding out the laws that pertain to these things, the patents that pertain to these things, the articles that are written by the mainstream press, et cetera, it's all on her website. And it was Rosalind who organized this panel discussion at the Commonwealth Club that I attended the spring before this one. And so I have very high regard for her. She used to be an agricultural crop loss inspector in California, when she noticed that the crops weren't doing so well because there's less sunlight coming through. She also noticed by looking at the records that the incidence of rickets among children is increasing, and of course that's due to loss of lack of sunlight, etc. So this is just one tiny aspect of a much, much larger project, but I would say this kind of deliberate spraying, not of just the United States, but of the most of the whole world, has been going on for about 20 years.
Well, now, basically, do you think that they've changed the composition of the jet fuel, or do you think there's a separate spraying component, and actually where they actually are actively spraying?
I think they're actively spraying. There's a number of good DVD videos about this, a couple by Michael Murphy out of the L.A. area. What in the world are they spraying, and why in the world are they spraying? Yeah, and there's pictures of insides of planes where you see these canisters, very large canisters of material. And then you go back into the, like I say, if you go to my PowerPoint, I give lots of pertinent articles and legislation. There's an article by Edward Teller, who was at Lawrence Livermore Lab at the time, 1997, I believe, talking about this global emergency that needed to be addressed with a secret Manhattan-type project of aerial spraying around the world. And, of course, that's what they've been doing for the last 20 years. So remember, the Manhattan Project was secret. It was when they built the atomic bomb during World War II, and some 34,000 people were sworn to secrecy, and they kept their secrecy. That's been going on in this arena as well, and slowly, one by one, people are starting to look up and you know, figure out what's happening. And so more and more people are trying to address this issue, find out what it means. The Air Force says the chemtrails are a hoax, so they are not they're not being forthcoming with. Although in some of their own documents they say that these artificial contrails can change the climate. They can change the temperature. So they're kind of working out of both sides of their mouth. But for the most part, their traditional approach has been to ridicule the people who have been trying to investigate this.
Well, except certainly I've used to do a lot of speaking, traveling around the country, and on three separate occasions, members of the armed forces told me, would get up in the course of my conversations and say, well, you know, I asked my superior officer about the chemtrails, and they said, well, I don't know anything about it, but we'll get back to you with it. And each time, of course, the superior would come back and say, we checked with the top brass, and they said, oh, yes, we're certainly spraying, but we're doing this because we want to protect the people. Oh, we're spraying a vaccine, so this will protect the people from this terrible disease, whatever it is. And it's obviously a cover story. I don't believe it for a minute, but I do believe that they're putting out a cover story. And they're putting out a cover story. They're covering something. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll go to John, who's calling us from New York. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Eric Kallstrom. And basically, we're talking about geoengineering. We're talking certainly about this, how they're using the environmental issue to justify increasing government control over our lives and regulating us from the cradle to the grave, also deindustrializing society, because, of course, if you can block the greenhouse gases to do that, of course, we're going to have to stop suddenly burning fossil fuels to generate electricity. And then if we can tear out the dams, then we can certainly limit the use of nuclear energy. We can deindustrialize society. And when you understand that this, in my estimation, is the real agenda, it is the destruction of our contemporary civilization and the creation of this new society. It's called creative destruction. Creative destruction. Creative destruction. Go up on the internet. You can look it up. You'll find out it's very, very real. It is the program which is the foundation of so much of what's going on today. If we want to create this new wonderful globalist society, or globalist society, we've got to destroy the old one. Well, before we go on, John, up on me, Eric, would you mind getting your website out? Anything else where people could go and get your material?
Well, yeah, the website is naturalclimatechange.us, and I think, you know, that's a good place to start. On that website, I have many good interviews with scientists like Dr. Tim Ball and Dr. Don Easterbrook, who's looked at the glacial history up in the Pacific Northwest. And so, you know, if you're a reader, you can read. If you're a listener, you can listen. It's worth spending a little time, I think, because these issues, as Dr. Stan so well puts it, there are a bunch of cover stories, and then there's the real reality. And to the extent that we're not connected to reality, we are more vulnerable.
All right. Well, now, if you have a question, and I don't want people calling in with a long lecture, but if you have a question for our guest, I give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here on the Central Coast of California. And I really think really what's fascinating is that there's so many scientists who are certainly have repudiated this whole idea of global warming. And there's only really a very, very small cadre of people who adhere to this failed concept, but they seem to get all the press and all the coverage. Is that your impression?
Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Tim Ball does an excellent job in his book of Slaying the Sky Dragon. It came out last year, The Death of the Greenhouse Gas Theory, in tracing the origin of climate alarmism, and with a small cabal in England who were at the climate research unit at the University of East Anglia. They, in fact, took over for the very well-respected climatologist Hubert Lamb, who was one of the first in London. But then you had the computer jockeys come in, and with their Cray computers and their models, and now they thought they could model the climate. Well, the fact is that the climate system is one of the most complex, even chaotic systems that we know of. We cannot predict the weather for more than 5 or 10 days max, and yet these guys more or less pretend that they have enough knowledge of how the climate system works that they can project into the future what the temperature of the Earth is going to be. In fact, all the different climate models give different projections, but because they all assume that that CO2 is the main climate driver, which of course is nonsense, they all assume that CO2 will double in the next 50 years. These are the assumptions going into the model. They all assume that, so then they all come up with a conclusion that there's going to be warming. But then the warming varies between about 1.5 degrees to about 11 degrees Fahrenheit for the next century. So, and that this has been proven incorrect because, in fact, the Earth started cooling in 1998, and the oceans have been cooling since meaningful measurements of 2003 with the Argo system of buoys that can go up and down and then give signals up to satellites of temperature reading. The hypothesis has been disproven in so many ways, but of course it won't die because the press is in the control of the international ruling elite that does run the United Nations and has this agenda, as you mentioned, to deindustrialize the industrial world, not just the United States. But going back to HAARP, well, going back to geoengineering, we should talk about HAARP and the other ionospheric heaters. Basically, two things are happening in the sky. There's the spraying, and that's been going on systematically for the whole world for about 20 years, Project Cloverleaf. And then there's the zapping with electromagnetic radiation, which, of course, people can't see. But we're in a sea of electromagnetic radiation. We all give off electromagnetic radiation. We get electromagnetic radiation from the sun, and the Earth gives it off. But humans now have figured out lots and lots of ways to manipulate it, such as your microwave, et cetera. And so this HAARP facility, which is in Gakona, Alaska, is an array of antennas that in fact form a huge single antenna, and then with the energy that they have from nearby gas deposits, they're able to send pulses or streams of extremely low frequency radiation and radio waves up into the ionosphere, which is about 50 miles up, a layer of charged electrical particles, and then those waves can be bounced back anywhere on the planet. Now HAARP uses Tesla technology. The patents of Bernard Eastland of 1987 actually refer to Tesla, and many of the tremendous breakthroughs in science over the last century or so were due to Tesla. And the Soviets perfected this system, unbeknownst to most Americans, for many years during the Cold War, and the United States has been perfecting it big time since the 80s, and the Star Wars was really a cover story for all this type of directed energy research. And, of course, this also gets into secret warfare potentials. You can steer hurricanes. You can steer and create tornadoes. You can create earthquakes.
That is fascinating. You can actually steer and create hurricanes and tornadoes, and you can actually create earthquakes with this?
Yeah, well, what we know about we know a lot about the climate. We don't know all about it. We can't make predictions because it is an extremely complex system with a huge number of variables. But yeah, we know that, you know, there's basically in the northern hemisphere and in the southern hemisphere, there's a series of about three major jet streams. And we also know that there are about five major atmospheric rivers or vapor rivers in each hemisphere. And these are at different elevations in the troposphere, which is the lowest layer of the atmosphere. And they can be bumped and steered by applications of energy. Again, you can't see it, extremely low frequency energy. And this has been known, of course, and been of great interest to the military. And so if, for instance, in 1996, there was a document written by the Air Force, called Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather by 2025. And people call it 2025. And in there, they lay out the plans for weather warfare, environmental warfare. And so this has been known. In 1966, a very, very bright scientist by the name of Gordon MacDonald, wrote a paper called How to Wreck the Environment. And you know, he's a physicist, and he's looking for situations in the environment where things are fairly unstable and a little application of energy here or there can cause a kind of a threshold cascade of changes in a certain desired direction. So again, that's 1966. And then in 1970s, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who of course is one of Obama's main handlers, wrote a book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Age, in which he makes this statement. Technology will make available to the leaders of major nations techniques for conducting secret warfare, of which only a bare minimum of the security forces need be appraised. Technology of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm.
And basically, of course, that's at the bottom of page 57 of the book, Between Two Ages. You need to get it, you need to read it, or if you want the page, we'll send it to you. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is 1970, and they were already planning on the things that are happening now 42 years later. And basically the ability to create storms and droughts. But the average individual, cannot believe this sort of thing. Or if they did believe it, they'd say, but they would never use this to our detriment. And, but the thing is, we don't know. And the problem is that everything is top secret. And if you work for the government, if you work for the military, you do not dare ever tell anybody what you know, or you will end up in Leavenworth. And this is the reality. Or perhaps even worse. I've had people working for government who've told me that, that they were worried not so much about Leavenworth, but what it meant when they were told, or even worse. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the state of Washington. Ron, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, sir. I tend to believe with your guest as far as the fact that global warming is not, as far as man-made global warming, it's not occurring at all. However, I listened to a lecture from a scientist at a national lab, and he said 95% of the atmospheric scientists accept it, and he had all this data about how carbon dioxide in the past, when it was when the carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere increased, global temperature increased, and how it's increasing now, and you can extrapolate what it's going to be like, and 100 years.
But is that really true, Rod? I don't believe that 95% of climatologists believe that. What are your thoughts on that, Eric?
Well, I think he makes a good point. This is certainly the rhetoric that you hear in Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth. And, you know, at my own university, they had a kind of a brown bag lunch seminar series on climate change in the biology department. And they did not notify me, the guy who teaches climatology. They didn't ask me to come. The bottom line is, for those biologists, if they can figure out an angle in which they can relate their research to climate change, they have a better chance of getting funding, because the funding is earmarked for that kind of politically driven conclusion. So I personally would say none of those biologists has any business making pronouncements about climate change, but because of their vested interest personally, they all want to become experts in this field. But, well, again, we've seen kind of the corruption and co-option of again, the universities and the scientific community, especially the small group of climatologists involved in actual climatology, which is a young science. Now, I come from the school of paleoclimatologists who look at changes in climate over time. So I've got quite a bit of information on my website about the magnitude of time and timing of natural climate changes. Just to give you a brief example, I just gave a talk at the Geological Society of America in a local meeting in Albuquerque, in which I said my research in Glacier Park on the paraglacial features, which form in Arctic-type environments, and the soils that I found, which resemble soils in the southeastern United States, suggest that in that area, the average temperature, mean annual temperature, fluctuated by at least 30 to 32 degrees Fahrenheit between interglacial warm maxima and glacial cold periods. That's 32 degrees Fahrenheit, as opposed to about 1 degree of Fahrenheit, which is claimed by the IPCC and the various computer modelers to have occurred in the 20th century. I don't even believe that 1 degree Fahrenheit has occurred. I think that was done with statistical manipulation. But it gives you a sense, oh, by the way, the 30 degrees of temperature change occurred in the last 1 million years. So, again, if you have no historical perspective on how the Earth operates and how much it changes, it's easy to be fooled into thinking that, the sky is falling, when in fact we're well within the range of natural fluctuations, which are always occurring. So climate change is kind of a funny, slippery term. That's all it ever does. It changes from minute to minute, from day to day, from day to night, from winter to summer, from this 30-year period to that 30-year period. So most people, farmers, et cetera, who spend a little time outdoors tend to understand that. And that's why I think, fortunately, a lot of people are skeptical about this hoax.
Well, basically, just a little off the subject, but somebody told me the other day that the Antarctic ice pack is melting, and large areas of the Antarctic are becoming more temperate. Is there any truth to that at all?
No. In fact, the Antarctica, which has about 90% of the world's ice, by the way, has been cooling slightly over the last 40-some years, and certainly growing in the middle part. Now, along the fringes of Greenland and Antarctica, certainly you get seasonal melting, but that's always the case, even in a cold period. But, of course, if you're a reporter looking for a scoop, you know, you can go up there in the spring melt season, and you can watch a big old iceberg calve into the ocean, and you can say it's global warming. Or you can go up to the Himalayas and go out at the snout of a glacier and see the meltwater and say, oh, this is global warming. I've seen scientists do this. Well, what it is summer. You know. But going back to our bigger topic, is it possible that the heat wave that we've seen this year and the drought that we've seen in the West over the last 10 years is man-made, based on geoengineering? And I would say yes, it is. Just like I would say it's more than possible that the tornado that ripped through Joplin 14 miles straight on the ground, south to north, taking out about four blocks of houses, that's not how a tornado behaves. Tornadoes skip up and down, and they materialize and they dematerialize. This was two tornadoes coming together, huge, and moving up in a swath and just taking out a huge part of Joplin, Missouri. I visited it and talked to some people. I think it's quite possible that what we're looking at here is weather warfare. Now, I would really recommend to our readers, or our listeners rather, that they just look at the book by Michael Crichton called State of Fear. Because in this book, which came out, I think, in 2002, he kind of blows the lid off the man-caused global warming scam and reveals what's really going on with geoengineering, all in the context of a rip-roaring fiction book.
And that was shortly before he died, wasn't it?
I'm afraid. Good point, Stan. He was invited to the Commonwealth Club a couple times, gave very compelling talks, and he was a man with a platform, and apparently he contracted cancer in a rather sudden way, even though he was quite healthy. So that's one of those cases that is a bit suspicious.
Well, I hate to be paranoid, but I will tell you that I've been at this long enough to realize that if you're not paranoid, you're obviously a very, very foolish.
Agreed.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, our guest has been Dr. Eric Carlstrom, and we appreciate him being with us very much. And Ron, calling from Washington, always an excellent caller. Thank you so very much for calling, Ron. And Dr. Carlstrom, thank you very much for being with us this evening. I hope we can get you back onto some of our other programs. You present your position very clearly and concisely.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan. Appreciate your efforts as well.
God bless. Okay, fine. And so this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you'd like to know more about this topic of global warming, we have an excellent DVD with Rosalind Peterson, talk she gave last year for us. It's called Geoengineering. Geoengineering. We also have, certainly, the other DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? By Mike Murphy. And then, of course, we also have, if you'd like to know how they're poisoning our food, why, of course, we have the talk that Betty Martini gave on aspartame. It's new to sweet. It's in almost 6,000 food products in America, mainly, and a great deal of it in the products that we give to children. It was developed initially as a biowarfare agent. It breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol, both deadly poisons, and we're putting it into the food for our children. Why would they do that? And then, of course, if you'd like to know how they're poisoning our air, why, of course, we have talk by Rosalind Peterson, we mentioned on geoengineering. You'd like to know how they're poisoning the water. My talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with it. It's all about water fluoridation. If you'd like to know certainly how they're poisoning our vaccines and why it is that our children, so many of them, have allergies and asthma and juvenile diabetes and autism. Why, of course, you need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. The specter haunting America. We have so much great information. It's all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we want to mention that we, of course, are primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there across America in a position to help us financially, perhaps you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can certainly get the four best CDs, or tapes of the month. You can get our monthly newsletter. You can donate to us simply by going to our homepage. And certainly you'll find the PayPal button there. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, our advertisers do very, very well because we reach people, I mean, tens of thousands of people across America, indeed, people all across the world. We have over 78 outlets every single week, and if you'd like to become part of our effort to maintain those, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do want to mention that if you analyze what's going on, you'll find out there are powerful spiritual forces at work. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we have my new DVD. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Have another fairly new DVD. It's called Population Control, the covert agenda, because there is a covert agenda. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what's really going on. So if you'd like, of course, to get any of the items, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But you must understand, behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Now, you may not believe that there really is a supernatural element, that there is another dimension, that there are demonic forces out there. But after being at this game for 50 years, I'm fully convinced this. And we've even encountered them on a few occasions. I will tell you, you do not want to encounter these demonic forces. But they're there, they're real. And, of course, they influence so much of what's going on today. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. We ask you, of course, to pray for people like Noah Hutchings. Wonderful, wonderful ministry. But pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 24 July 2012. Thanks for joining us. Caring about your world and trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, after the incredible turmoil that ensued from the shooting that took place this past Thursday night, and of course awaiting all the appearance of Mr. Holmes in the system, he appeared yesterday. Did you